Blog Talk Radio.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest three-day weekend online. You're listening to this marvelous radio show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, online, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy.
And now, welcome to the show.
You look marvelous, darling.
Yes, you are. You are very marvelous. How's everyone doing right now? This is this marvelous radio show brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio on this wonderful Friday, July 24th, 2015. How's everyone doing right now? How's everyone doing? How about a little bit old school? It's a little bit old school right now. I want to give this in memory of my father, Joseph Barrett Jr., who passed away. Passed away 6 years ago today, and I want to play a little bit of James Brown. Here we go. Rest in peace, Dad.
Thank you.
especially, particularly Terrell Sandifer, who was in charge of the Macon Film Festival. I mean, after seeing that and then seeing the praise they had given about with the Q&A that they had after the movie was over, it was refreshing, quite refreshing. It made me want to go complete my documentary, and I'm definitely going to, by hook or by crook, I'm going to complete this monster. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to complete my documentary. You heard it first. I am going to complete this film, get it done, get it finished by the end of this year. And I'm going to make sure it goes to film festivals all over, as many as I can, and hopefully be able to get some distribution as well. That's the reason why he hasn't gotten any hasn't had it in on DVD. Well, he has a limited number of things that are already on DVD, because many of the people that contributed to them through Indiegogo, and myself included, I hope you listen, hope I get my copy, save you some money. Those who get who contributed, they also supposed to get a copy of the movie 7 to Maggie. I would definitely love to. Those who haven't seen it, I would love to have a movie party and just have a bunch of people, you know, from here who hasn't seen some of the movies that I've been, or some of the people that live in Middle Georgia. I would love to invite them in my place and just have a nice little movie get together, you know. You know, something like that. I would love to have it myself. But definitely, he's making deals to get some distribution. I hope it does well. I hope you have a successful deal. I hope it does well, and I hope you keep on going onward and upward, Joseph. I mean, because JL, you definitely hitting your niche, though. That's for sure. That's no doubt about it. No doubt about it whatsoever. And, well, speaking of some other stuff, some other things, I want to give to you all to my Macon Knights and other people from Central Georgia. We may have a little bit of isolated thunderstorms later today. Even though it's sunny, it's sunny for now, but it had a little couple of dark clouds earlier a couple of hours ago. I don't know why, but it looks like we may have some isolated showers sometime later tonight. We had some serious pouring yesterday. I mean, I didn't think we were going to get some rain, but I didn't think we were going to get that much. But I'm glad that we got some, because I tell you, it was definitely needed. That's for sure. But anyway, it's so far right now, it is 94 degrees right now. 94 degrees with a high of 96 and a low of 72. That's right now. It's 94 degrees right now with a high of 96 today and a low of 72. Tomorrow is going to be, I think, sunny with a high of 95 and a low of 70 degrees. And rounding off the weekend, it's going to be sunny with a high of 96 degrees and a low of 70 degrees. So that's all your weekend forecast right now, at least unless there's something new that comes up. I'll definitely give you an update for tomorrow's and Sunday's broadcast. And now, without further ado, here is the news. Yes, we just have some breaking news earlier this morning, or should I say late last night. The thing that we've heard, it was just really, really crazy, just a lot of things that's been going on. That this is from CNN, that a shooting in Lafayette, Louisiana, a movie theater last night, left at least two people dead and nine others injured, according to health officials. Clay Henry with Acadian Ambulance said the wounded were taken to three area hospitals. He described the injuries as wide and varied. Now, the shooter, the gunman, died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Sergeant James Anderson of the Louisiana State Police claimed that it wasn't clear that if the shooter was included among the dead list. But there has been three dead, the two fatal victims, and including the shooter himself. And it says that the shooter, according to Sergeant Brooks David, The shooter was a 58-year-old white male who was a theater patron, fired the multiple shots. The shooter was acting alone, and they said there were about 100 people inside that time. Authorities said that they know the identity of the shooter, but they're withholding it so as not to affect the integrity of the investigation. So the shooting inside the Grand Theater 16 involved multiple victims, police department tweeted. Police said they received the call about 7:30 p.m. Central Time, which would be 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time last night. The scene was immediately after the shooting was chaotic. Said Roxy Martinez told CNN affiliate KATC that there were a lot of people running. A whole bunch of girls started screaming, and we heard that someone was shot. Her brother saw a woman who had been shot in the stomach. And, matter of fact, Robert Martinez said that I see a lady full of blood in a dress. She was just looking at me in complete fear, quote unquote. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal tweeted, "I'm on my way to Lafayette right now. Please say a prayer for the victims at Grand Theater and their families." And he had an interview later that night with the people that, you know, that they should, that the gunman has been contained and definitely need some prayer. That's definitely for sure, because they're going to need it, because it's kind of ironic that this scene happened almost 3 years to the day that a lone gunman shot 12 people to death and wounded 70 others in a Denver, Colorado movie theater in Aurora, and that is just really, really traumatic. And it's kind of ironic. It's like a full circle. It's like a full circle, because 3 years ago, the same thing happened at a movie theater out there. Aurora movie theater in Colorado. And 12 people were murdered, and 70 people were, or as I said, 70 people were wounded, and they were all lone gunmen. The only difference is that this particular gunman killed himself. The shooter of the one in Colorado, James Holmes, as a matter of fact, he stayed alive. As a matter of fact, speaking of which, if you didn't check my last Saturday's broadcast, when I was downtown live in downtown Macon during the Macon Film Festival, I was telling that James Holmes, the shooter of the shooting back in Colorado, has been found guilty of the shooting at a theater. The jury in the Aurora shooting trial found enough aggravated factors in the murder of a dozen victims to move on to the second phase of sentencing the trial. That's phase two. Will begin immediately. Attorneys for the Colorado theater killer, James Holmes, will attempt to convince the jury that he does not deserve the death penalty. The same jury last week found Holmes guilty of 160 counts, including 24 counts of first-degree murder. The prosecution proved the juror's satisfaction for aggravating factors, which is enough to move forward with a trial to determine whether if Holmes will pay with his life rather than getting a life sentence. The jury found that Holmes' July 2012 midnight attack on a crowded theater with a rifle, handguns, and a bomb killed multiple victims, created a risk of death to others, that the killings took place in a cruel manner, and that the killings were an ambush. The jury must rule in three phases of the sentencing trial before they can recommend that Holmes be sentenced to death or serve life in prison without parole. The trial could take several more weeks, according to the Denver Post. And as of last week, after a 46-day trial, the jury took just 12 hours to reject Holmes' insanity plea and convict him on all 24 counts of first-degree murder, two for each of the dozen victims killed in the shooting at a theater in Aurora, Colorado, not too far from Denver. He wounded 70 others, for which he was found guilty of 140 counts of attempted murder. He was also convicted of possessing explosives. Sad, sad, sad day. Very sad day. Sad day here. Definitely in America. Sad day in Colorado. Definitely a sad day in Louisiana. Really, really sad. And going back to the thing about the shooting in Louisiana, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal basically came by to down at that last night to console some of the people who were there at the movie theater. And as I said earlier, the shooting happened just days after the conviction of James Holmes in the July 19th, 2012 Aurora, Colorado shooting, theater shooting that left 12 people dead and 70 people wounded. As a matter of fact, I guess the reason why, I don't know why some people say Holmes did it as his reason for insanity, which was unsuccessful. He was trying to be like the next Joker, I guess, because the movie theater that he went inside to shoot the people in happened to be playing the movie The Dark Knight Returns, which was, 3 years ago. And that was like the last Batman movie that came out, that came out years after Heath Ledger won his posthumous Oscar playing the Joker in The Dark Knight, his predecessor. Now, for some reason, I don't know, the shooter just happened to pick to go inside this movie theater in Lafayette, Louisiana, he went inside to the movie theater to check out this comedy called Shipwreck. It was the new movie with Amy Schumer. That's what it is. I don't know the actual. I've forgotten the name of it. I'll give you the name tomorrow though. But they went to the movie theater with the movie that's starring Amy Schumer. And a matter of fact, Amy Schumer tweeted that her heart is broken and her heart goes to all the people of the state of Louisiana because of this terrible, terrible shooting. And we hope they'd be able to follow through, and the people who survived it, hope they'll be able to find closure. And I just want to say on behalf of the viewers, the listeners, and as well as the cast, the crew of the It's Marvelous Radio Show, that we give our condolences to those who were fallen victim of this shooting. And we pray and hope that the people who survived it will find some type of solace or closure to this badness. We hope you'll be able to survive this. And your hearts are with us. Our hearts are with you. And also want to give our prayers to everyone over in Lafayette, Louisiana. Those who don't know about Lafayette, Lafayette, Louisiana, it's a city of about 120,000 people, just around about the same size as Macon, as a matter of fact. Lafayette has a population of 120,000 people, and it's 65 miles west of Baton Rouge, which is the capital of Louisiana, and not that far from. New Orleans, as a matter of fact. But just want to let you all know about that. Have some other tragic news going on. Of course, that earlier this week, we had the shooting of this weekend, there was a shooting of four Marines and one sailor at a recruiting station in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And this week they had the funerals of the five servicemen. And as a matter of fact, earlier this week we had one of them who was from Georgia, by the way. Matter of fact, this is by Catherine Shepherd from WGXA. The body of Lance Corporal Skip Wells, a Georgia native who was killed in last week's shooting in a Chattanooga military recruitment center, was brought to Cobb County yesterday. The public responded to officials' requests to show their support for the fallen soldier. Traffic stood still alongside Interstate 75. Cars pulled off the road and the public lined with overpasses with American flags as the motorcade brought Wells' body home. Procession began at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. The funeral for the Sprayberry High School graduate and former Georgia Southern University student will be held on Sunday at the First Baptist Church in Woodstock, Georgia, immediately followed by a procession to the Georgia National Cemetery. And Lance Corporal Skip Wells, he was a member, he was a corporal of the U.S. Marine Corps. We even have some other stories, especially just from our neck of the woods right here in central Georgia. There's a woman who was shot on Lily Avenue, which is very, very, very close. In fact, it's like about a block away from where my mom lives. And it's, talk about too close for comfort, as a matter of fact. A gunman has been on the run yesterday after shooting a woman walking on Lily Avenue in Macon, Georgia yesterday. According to the Bibb County Sheriff's Office, Nikita Rhodes, age 27, was walking with a friend on Lily Avenue near Grosso Avenue around 6 a.m. Thursday morning yesterday when a man on a bicycle shot her in the leg before riding away. The suspect was described as a light-skinned black male wearing a white shirt and camouflage shorts. If you have any information, call the Bibb County Sheriff's Office at 478-51-7500 and ask to leave a message for an on-call investigator, or call Crime Stoppers at 1-877-68-CRIME. That's 1-877-68-CRIME. And Rhodes, so far as we know, Ms. Rhodes is in stable condition at the Medical Center, Davison Health. So hopefully, Ms. Rhodes, we hope that you be able to make it through your injuries, and hopefully you'll be able to go on with your life and someone be able to find the perpetrator who shot you yesterday. And it's 5:27 right now. Hopefully you all are trying to keep yourselves cool right now. It's getting close to the high, 96 degrees, and the low is going to be 72 degrees tonight. As I said, tomorrow, Saturday, as a matter of fact, the high is going to be 95. And the low is going to be 70. Of course, it's going to be a little bit sunnier than it is now. It's hard to believe, though, but there are some dark-looking clouds right now as I look through the window. It looks like we might have some showers sometime later tonight. So I know you're trying to keep cool, which is a good thing because it is July and it is the summertime, but definitely hold on to your umbrella, L-L-A-A-A. Yes. Yes, indeed. And before I end the show, I have some really good news. There are some people who had some birthdays yesterday. I want to give a happy birthday shout out to Miss Christina Pichels. She is a former castmate of mine. We both worked together in the movie 42. We were also in the movie The Legend of Seven-Toed Maggie, which made its Macon debut last night at the Douglas Theater. She had a birthday yesterday. I hope you had a wonderful birthday of zip lining, because I guess you'd rather do that than be in a nice air conditioned movie theater. I'm not hating you or anything like that. I'm just saying, I understand you don't get to people in Macon don't get to do any Central Georgia for that matter don't get to do zip lining that much. So I don't blame you. But I hope you had a wonderful birthday, though, Christina, and many more to you. And also, I want to give a happy birthday wish to Miss Tanya Christine Boyd Westbrook. Thank you very much. Just want to say congratulations to you. Happy birthday to you. Hope you have a wonderful birthday. We both went to the University of Georgia together. We both went to UGA as freshmen. She's a very nice lady. She has very, very well poised, very classy lady, and very beautiful too. very, 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 yes, very lovely, lovely person, inside and out. Happy birthday to you, Christina. Christine. Two Christines. See, Christina from yesterday and Christine Boyd Westbrook. Just want to mention that. And also, I just want to give a shout-out to my buddy Pete Cataldo and his wife, Angela Cataldo. They both used to work with me at WJXA Fox 24 many years ago, many moons ago. They have just brought into the world, they are now parents to a brand new healthy baby girl. Welcome to the world, Juliana Alexis Cataldo. She was born July 22nd, 2 days ago at 3:20 p.m. and weighing in a healthy 8 pounds and 12 ounces. And he says that mommy and little baby Jules are both doing beautifully and daddy's looking forward to a cigar and some bourbon. Congratulations, you two. Congratulations, Pete and Angela. We hope you become very good parents, and hope your wonderful baby daughter grows up to be a nice, young, wonderful young lady. Congratulations. Congratulations, you all. I hope you, and may you have many, many years, happy years in your marriage and also in parenthood. And that's pretty much all the time that I have right now, about right here for the Marvelous Radio Show. Be sure to check us out every weekend, unless the times are changed for that particular time. Check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. and every Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m. Oh, just want to let you know, in case I don't get a chance to tell you tomorrow, Sunday's show is going to be on at 3:30 p.m. instead of 3 o'clock. Just want to let you know ahead of time. And I hope you stay tuned. I have some more stories, more updates about El Chapo, Joaquin Guzman. He's still on the loose right now. As a matter of fact, he's been while he was on the loose, he actually had enough time to tweet trash talk Donald Trump for making his views about Mexicans. And also has some other stories about this story about Ashley Madison. This website has been hacked, and millions of people's records that are now online, they threaten to put these people on blast, all their customers on blast, tens of millions of people on blast if they don't do what they need to do. Matter of fact, I'll have this story ready for you guys for tomorrow. Until next time, on behalf of Marvella Ivory, the namesake of this show, this is the D-Man here, Derek Barrett, wishing you a wonderful and marvelous Friday. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. Take care and have a marvelous Friday. We'll see you tomorrow.